welcome to NMA. We are so glad that you could join us for another episode. We are taking you on a journey through today's music, music scene by answering your musical queries inside the walls of today's music city. I'm your host, producer, singer-songwriter, and owner of 0.1 acre of land in East Nashville, David Myers.
And my name is Marcus. I don't own any land.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Again, as we always say, we don't know all of the answers and never claim to. Also, we don't take ourselves too seriously.
Nope,
so we
not
don't,
much.
We don't think you should. And if there are, in your opinion, questions that we don't answer correctly, remember that these are our opinions and you should deal with it. So
just live with it.
Just deal with it appropriately. Since the last podcast, Marcus and I have played with Jeremy and the band David at a place in Whites Creek, Tennessee called Richard's Cafe. It's mm-hmm. a Cajun place. Good food.
Yeah. What'd you have?
I had the crawfish etouffee. You did too, didn't you?
I did too, yeah.
And so we ate there and played as well, played some show. What else happened with you since the last podcast, Marcus? What else did you do musically?
I did a show with Priscilla Summer Coffee
mm-hmm.
at the Urban Outfitters here in the Gulch yesterday, Saturday.
Fun. That was fun.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. You were
I was there.
There.
I was watching you.
Yeah.
Then I went to go get some sweet CC's yogurt. So.
Ooh, yes.
Good time.
Delicious.
Uh-huh. So, well, let's go ahead and dive straight into it with the first question. This is from Yahoo user Hazy Man. He asks, are dynamic mics suitable for recording vocals? I have been using dynamic microphones to record covers and a cappella passages for about a year, but I think the quality of the recording is rather bad. As a producer, have had a couple of studios built and been recording. I wouldn't suggest dynamic microphones for vocals on a number of different. Dynamic and condenser mics are fundamentally different in the way that they operate. Just in frequency response, I would so much rather have a condenser microphone for vocals because it catches a wide range of responses. And what I mean by that is, you have response low notes, you know, down to 20 hertz, and your high syllables, like your S's, up to 20K
yep.
Hertz that microphones can pick up. Dynamic microphones usually tend to pick up a certain range, like
very
a
limited.
High mid or high range. What do you think about it, Marcus?
Yeah, very limited. Dynamic is usually used for live situation, not for recording. The condenser or even the ribbon microphones are mm-hmm. really the best that you can use for studio recording. What did she mean, or he mean, by cover? Recording cover.
They're recording cover songs and a cappella passages.
So if it's an original song.
Yeah, it's a completely different ballgame. You want to bring your A game on the originals.
But, gotcha.
I think in terms of cost as well, you have to look at dynamic mics are so much cheaper than condenser mics. So
that's true. Like a Shure SM58
is going to run you about $110, as opposed to the mics that we're using are a grand a piece.
That's right.
And we use them in the studio constantly. If this is something that is a hobby for you, that you're just recording in your mom's basement, sure, a dynamic microphone would work. I would recommend, a Shure SM58, some kind of top-of-the-line dynamic. But if it's something that you're going to be doing constantly professionally, strike that junk. Get yourself a condenser mic. I think a cheap condenser mic now is $350.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
The only thing that I can think of, though, is like if you're recording a metal band,
yeah.
like a screamo band, then you might want to use a dynamic microphone.
Agreed. Because dynamic microphones have a harder response against impedance, like loudness. You can really hurt a dynamic microphone. And it won't phase the sound at all. Dynamic microphones are great for electric guitar amps, yep. Drums are great with dynamic microphones because the loudness factor doesn't really affect how much you damage the microphone. So, yeah. Anyways, great question, and I hope we answered it and helped you out a lot. Here's the second question I got for you, Mr. Marcos.
All right.
And this is going to be fun for you. Okay, so this comes in from Yahoo user Alex. He asks,
Alex,
what instruments sound better with age? Good question. And why? And why do they sound better with age?
Wow.
Here's an answer just to start it off.
Given by who?
A Yahoo top user. Haven't seen one of those in a while. Jaden Robidoux says, wooden instruments usually sound better with age. I guess it's just the aging of the wood and how it expands and contracts. It would sound better with age if it was taken good care of. That's good advice.
But so didn't really answer the question.
I think so. But you have to think about, I've heard saxophones that are 80 years old that sound just golden buttery.
Right.
I don't know whether it's an aging thing.
Uh-huh.
Or whether it's just somebody took great care of it.
Right. Or a player that's been playing that instrument for so long that they know how to control it, you know?
I've been in that world where, you know, I'm just recording electric guitars and acoustic guitars. I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that if an acoustic guitar is taken care of, it'll sound great in another 50 years.
Right.
But Marcus has been around several instruments, like I know for a fact violins
sound any string instruments, I would assume, like double bass.
Yeah. Marcus just got a Hagstrom that is 60 right. years old. It's a bass guitar. It's a Hagstrom. Yeah. And man, that thing sounds so good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's from the 1960s, so I guess it's almost like 50-something years old. But it definitely, you can definitely tell.
What do you suggest for wooden instruments? Like, I know there's certain things you can do to piano. Let's talk about like stringed instruments like guitars, cellos, or, you know, of that kind. Give some people at home good advice for taking care of their instruments.
One of the things that, like for my upright bass, I use a humidifier. And, you know, if you're traveling, it's really important to have that because, you know, you never know what the humidity level of a place you're going to or the temperature, the climate. So I think keeping your instrument within certain temperature as well, like a room temperature, will help the longevity of the instrument.
Yeah, humidifiers are a great suggestion. And they sell some of those that fit in your case for like
$6. Definitely cheap, and you can like fill it with water. Some of them, you know, fill it with water, and I think like some like lemon oil. I've been using that for my fingerboard, and it really takes care. Like it takes out the gunk and all the dirt, and I think that helps.
What about traveling? Because that's hip. That's the new music wave is traveling with your instrument. How do you take your instrument and travel? What suggestion?
Well, it depends on what instrument. If you're traveling with an acoustic guitar, I think really investing in a very good case, like a padded, almost like a hard shell case. Like a lot of companies like mono cases, like Incase, Tribal Planet, all these guys are creating really awesome cases that you can actually take on the plane or like, even on the road.
Imagine if you were carrying a dead body on a plane. How special you would treat that. And then treat your guitar like a dead body.
Yep. And detuning before you fly.
That's
or before
great
you travel.
Advice. Thank you, Marcus.
Yeah, you got to detune.
I think a lot of guys miss that because of where it is. It is going to get bumped around. It's going to, but because the air pressure is different. I have actually seen guys who have the necks of their guitar snapped because the air pressure changes so much. Mm. The strings tighten.
Right.
So yeah, that's a good suggestion. Detune your strings, even riding in a car. Yep. That's a good policy. Detune your strings, get a nice hard case. Marcus, what's the case you have for your bass?
I'm using an Incase.
Incase.com. Yep.
GoIncase.com.
GoIncase.com. They make some great cases.
Yep. Awesome.
Just a little shout out there for you, Incase people. I have an acoustic guitar if you want to just send me one of those dreadnought
style. And mono cases makes awesome too.
Like the disease?
Not really.
No.
I don't know how they got their name. Mono cases.
Don't infect your guitar with mono.
MONOcases.com.
Yeah. There you go. So there's some tips. I think the key to surviving instruments throughout years is treat it with respect. Don't bang it up. Don't when you travel with it, get a nice hard case. Just love it.
How about investing in a good like stand when you're doing shows, not just like leaning on the wall? And...
Can I tell you a story?
All right.
I was playing a show. Gosh.
This is going to be good.
It's going to hurt me so bad. I had a guitar that I loved. It's made by a company called Hamer. It's not a very popular guitar company, and they make ripoffs of Les Pauls, but I had a Les Paul Hamer body style. Actually, it was more of a Paul Reed Smith kind of style, but it was a great guitar, man. Double humbucker, sounded so sweet. It's like a translucent blue. I got it for probably $1,200.
Wow.
We were playing a show in South Carolina, First Baptist Church of South Carolina. And the guy I was playing with at the time, the way he wrapped chords was he would just yank them.
Oh, okay.
It didn't matter if they're plugged in or not. He's yanking them. And so he grabbed my guitar instrument cable and thought it was a mic cable and yanked it hard. The guitar fell over. I had one of those stands that was open, you know what I mean? Like they don't close off your guitar. So it just fell over. As he was backing up, he stepped on the neck and completely broke it in half. And so we tried like, you know, professional glue, cement glue back together.
Oh, gosh.
Never happened. When I got it back from the shop, I tuned my strings and the neck snapped as I was tuning again.
Wait,
and
you just glued it together?
They just kind of halved it, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, but anyways, it's still in a case in pieces.
Oh, still.
It just doesn't feel right, you know? Once the neck snapped in half, it just doesn't feel like the same guitar. Anyways, yes, I agree with you. Investing in a locking stand.
Like a Hercules stand.
Absolutely, yeah. One that won't want halo. And so that was somebody driving past honking
their
horn.
Can I just comment like our vibe right now?
Let's do. We're totally in the dark. In a room on the floor with carpet, with a window open.
Cicadas
singing us to
every
sleep.
13 years coming out, man. This is history.
Cicadapocalypse.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care. Okay, here's the next question Rach Inc. Probably Rachel Incorporated, but probably not.
Company.
Okay, hey. Marcus, this is a great question. They said, "Dear Marcus," no, they didn't say that.
Nope.
They said, "Hey, can anyone recommend software that is great to teach me piano? Software to teach me piano.
Software.
See, I've been out of this loop for years about teaching instruments, so I'm slow on that. You teach what?
I teach.
You teach bass. You teach guitar.
Guitar.
You teach piano.
Piano. Yep." But I've never.
If you're in the Nashville area and you need lessons, look them up. MarcusHuber.net.
Hey, that's right.
Yep.
You've looked at my website. Anyways. Piano software. See, I know of several apps.
Piano. All right, go ahead.
Another bad lip reading plug in there.
Yeah.
They should love us by now.
Yep. What's... So software. Are there apps... Like
there are apps that you can do
for your iOS.
If you're a Mac user and your computer is capable of downloading applications.
I think we just heard a gunshot, by the way.
We are in East Nashville, after all.
Yeah. So, anyways, apps are great. I'm wondering if there's...
There are DVDs around that you can buy.
See, now that's what I was thinking.
And I think that's a better one because you can actually see... A person teaching, although it's on a television, you can still see like their hands moving and teaching you how to do it.
I worked at a music store selling music, and we had like Hal Leonard series that was like learn the basics of. And what's great about those is you do have a teacher still, but you don't pay teacher price. So if you're looking for affordability, I would recommend like the DVD series.
Yep.
And the good thing is it's versatile. If you want to learn blues piano, you pick up the blues piano series and go steps 1 through 6. But if you can't afford it, it is so worth getting a teacher.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Nothing like having someone right next to you telling you where the middle C is.
That's like your mom saying, you don't need to go to school. We just need to buy the textbooks and you can learn it.
Mm-hmm. Which may be the future of education.
I mean, that's what teachers are for, is to guide you through and say, no, this is where you need more practice.
Right. For you to work on something every
because
week.
Because if you don't have somebody there to tell you, you need to practice this, then you're going to think, oh, I perfected that. I need to move on. So I would say first step is find a good teacher. Second step is you're not really going to find a software that's going to do that.
Yeah.
You're going to find DVDs or books.
I don't think the success rate of getting a software and learning the piano is really nothing compared to grabbing a teacher.
Mozart used Hal Leonard.
Mozart.
Hal Leonard book series taught Mozart how to play.
Yep.
His concertos.
That's how he composed a lot of his music.
Okay. Well, I hope that helped. Here's another question by Sarto Larvato. Those aren't real names. You guys got to come up with something better.
Sarto Larvato?
Yep, not good. Sarto, let's see. Santo.
Oh.
Santo Lorenzo. That's so much better.
What happened?
It was really small on my screen. Here's a fun question for us. What is the best song for waking you up in the morning? What song will get me up and awake for work well?
Wow, that's actually a great question.
It's a great question. Here's
like in an alarm, you know, like if mm-hmm. if there's a song that you would want to be woken up with,
mm-hmm.
what would that be?
Here's my pick. I love to revert back to like my childhood stuff, and I was a huge like wrestling fan in 8-year-old land. So I wake up to Bret the Hitman Hart theme song.
Nice.
Every morning.
And sharp, I'm just shooter.
Yeah, I put on those big pink glasses and I'm out the door, dude. I'm walking to my Lifeway job with my big Bret Hitman Hart glasses on. And I'm like, yep.
Nice.
Yep. If I had to drop an elbow today, I will. Don't mess with me.
By the way, R.I.P. Randy Savage.
Yeah, man. Did you say R.A.P.?
R.I.P.
Because he does have a rap album out.
A.A.R.P.
A.A.R.P. Randy Savage.
R.I.P.
We're going to snap into a Slim Jim for Randy Savage tonight.
Yep.
Here's some suggestions before you give yours.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what Sean Shogun says. Eye of the Tiger.
Nice. That will get you ready.
Here's something that I don't recommend. Raining Blood by Slayer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's
scary. I don't even know that song.
Wake up.
Oh, how about Chop Suey by, what's that band? Can't even remember.
I don't know. Folger's Coffee Song. That's good. The best part of waking up is Folger's in your cup, and then set your coffee machine to automatic so that you feel
smell.
Like you're in a commercial.
Wow.
A Folger's commercial. That's a great.
That's a multi-sensory alarm.
I want to be in that guy's
house. And that should be invented.
Yeah. So what's your song?
You know what? I've always had the blues piano alarm on my phone. Yep, for the longest time, because I think that's the most soothing. But, I don't know. I've been diving so much into classical music lately.
You've been diving into that?
Yeah. I'm so engaged
What classic music piece are you waking up to?
All right.
Or would you wake up to?
Actually, I've set my alarm to a Liszt, Franz Liszt.
Okay.
It's a title called Un Sospiro. It's a piano solo piece, and it's very magical.
Is it a calming effect?
It's very calming.
Nice. See, I can't do that. I've got to have something that I just
heavy hitting
slam
right away.
Up to. Yeah. I wake up, and I do jumping jacks immediately.
Speaking of wrestling, how about the Steve Austin with the breaking of the glass?
Yeah. Man. Okay,
so wait a minute. What about you wake up and then the Folger's coffee, you know, starts and then the light starts like just gradually turning on.
Yep. That's my pick.
Yeah.
That's our pick.
That's great.
Put your coffee maker on automatic, set it for 7 o'clock. At 7, 10 after 7, after the coffee has been brewed, you wake up to the scent and it's the best part of waking up. And you're like, oh, please say it. please say it. And then it goes, it's Folgers in your cup. And you wake up and you're just like, thank you, Lord, for another day.
That's right.
You and get your cup of coffee.
You could just go ahead and drink a cup of coffee.
And that's sit down with your newspaper and you read the front headline. And that's it. Because you don't have time. You got to rush out the door.
You just read the headline.
And make your $7 an hour. So,
hey.
All right. Here's the next question before we dive into something really fun. This is actually really, really pretty awesome. Yahoo user Brittany Raynall asks, what are some rock band names that are not taken that sound innocent? So this is
a great question.
This is completely awesome to look up, and I want to say these to you so we can have a good laugh. The Quiet Ones. XOXO. The Cutie Pies. The Pink Unicorns. The Fuzzy Wuzzies. The Golden Smiles. 5201314s.
What?
Love Struck. Shiny Orchids. Sugar Pies. Honey Buns. Rainbow Stations.
Rainbow Stations. Yes.
We Love God.
Wow.
Straight up. The Bunny Wabbits. Wings and Halos. The Nostalgic. The Stuffed Animals. The Cutie Wootsie Funtime Sunshine Band.
Wow. Can you say that again?
The Cutie Wootsie Funtime Sunshine Band.
I don't think I can say that five times straight.
Nope. The Guppies. SFMFers. That's not good.
Wait, that's the opposite.
Yeah, don't do that. Nope, not going to do that. The Virgins. The Chair. Come on, guys. The Black Daisies, the Modern Lights, the Neighborhood Kids, the After School Special, the Sunset Over in Sort Your City. So the Sunset Over Nashville.
That's, yep.
Yeah. The Lost Sparrows, the New Generation, and the Invisible Hope. The Tourists, the Last Ambulance.
The Tourists.
The Last Ambulance. That's not good. Well, like, there are multiple ambulances, and this is the last one.
That's right. Everything's being used right
the
now.
The Ocean's on Fire.
Wow. That's deep.
the Rebel Waves.
We're going far off from the topic now.
Yeah, like, Brittany actually responded to that and said, I told my band members about your band names, and they love them. We might use them for our name and for our album names. Thanks.
Oh. Did she say which one she's going to use?
I would say the After School Special.
Hmm. What's the one with the rainbow? Rainbow Station.
The Rainbow Station. You know, so much is put into band names these days. Just use your stinking name. Brittany Sarnston.
BS.
The Brittany Sarnston. The BS. Just, I'm not even going to stoop down to get into that level, but just use something.
But there were some great suggestions, though.
Yeah. The Cutesy Wootsy Funtime Sunshine Band was my favorite.
Sounds like a 70s hipster.
Does singing come naturally, or do you have to work on it? Brennan S. wants to know.
Huh.
Does singing come naturally, or do you have to work on it?
Well, according to Mel Brooks, if you slam a stone in someone's foot...
they'll sing.
They'll sing.
History of the World, Part 1. Does singing come naturally? Wow. You can learn how to sing. Ask Toby Mac. Oh, burn.
We're in Nashville. He can probably hear
you. Yeah, he probably hears me saying this at this point.
Yep.
No, but in all honesty, I have known singers in this city even that have great vocal coaches that they just don't know how to sing, and then after they're done, man, it's just like a night and day transformation. That being said, it's probably going to be 10 times easier for you if you can naturally grow up having that ear and having that vocal talent. I do think there is such a thing as being born into talent, and it's all about how you're raised.
And the music you listened to growing up?
Yeah.
Your parents?
Like, I grew up, you know, mom was in the choir, dad was the sound guy at church, and he was also in a band, and mom was in a quartet with her brothers and sisters, and so I grew up around music 24/7, just thrown into music, and so that meant I was learning guitar. From guitar, I moved to piano. From piano, I moved to drums. From drums, I moved to everything else, and it's just like, I wanted that. That was my life. I wanted it to be my life. And Marcus, you're probably the same way, you know?
Yep. My mom was a bass player. And I'm a bass player.
Yep.
My grandfather played the trumpet. So, yeah, it definitely helps if you grow up around like a musical family. But for those people who did not grow up in a musical family, there's still some hope.
There is. You know? I think there's tons of opportunity for you to learn. You just have to find the right teacher that fits your style. So,
and if you're really passionate about it, if you really love it, you know, you'll find a way.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Marcus?
Yes, sir.
I think that was a great answer, by the way. I think we really helped. I think you can get coached, but it does help if you have natural talent. But there's still hope for you.
And even the great artists still needs like learning, you know. Even Michael Jordan needed a coach.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, went through college, went through high school.
Yep.
In fact, was cut from his high school team, mm-hmm. I believe, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Showed him wrong. Hey, look at me. I'm the best basketball player in the world.
If you work hard at it, practice. Hey, that's the word.
Again, going back to Toby Mac, I mean, look at his long career that he's had from working hard at it and getting
exactly.
coached. And yeah, I mean, anyways, hey, this is sent in by Jeremy Clausen. Jeremy Clausen.
I thought you were going to say Jeremy McCormick, who's
nope.
not with us tonight.
Jeremy Clausen. Poor Spot had to go to practice tonight.
But he said he's on his way. He just sent me a text message.
Oh, cool. Maybe he can catch the last little part of the show. Here, and I'm going to preface this by saying, how dare you, USA, treat Rebecca Black, sweet Rebecca Black, like you've been treating her. Here's a great thing, Marcus, and I want to ask you this right now.
Okay.
Didn't Rebecca Black do more to earn her fame than the people on Jersey Shore? Boom.
Wow.
Why don't you take that? Here's
what
I'm saying.
Was that a question?
Yes.
Great.
That's a great question. How dare you make fun of a girl for actually taking effort into her own hands?
Absolutely.
I mean, she had a song written for her, granted, but she had influence on that song. She actually picked the title and what the song should be about. She had a group of guys surround her and just... it's basically a Taylor Swift story.
She recognized she needed help with like producing and video
Absolutely.
And all that. Mom supported her.
I want to say congratulations, Rebecca Black. And yes, Rebecca Black did do more to earn her fame than the people on Jersey Shore. I wholeheartedly believe that.
What a great observation.
And I want to tell you that there are producers here in Nashville that do the same thing on a different level. I mean, if you're a country artist and you feel like, I've got these great songs that I need to get out, I'm not calling Friday a great song by any stretch of the imagination. Don't get me wrong. But I am saying that there's hope for little Joe Smith, who has a country song that he wrote. You know, travel to anywhere, any studio near your city. If you're near here, give me a call.
How about the studio that you're about to put up
yeah,
here in East Nashville?
Marcus and I are starting a production company called Two Car Productions, and we're in East Nashville, and we're setting up a studio in a two-car garage, and it's going to be rocking. I'm not even going to lie. I'm super pumped about it.
Excited.
It's going to be affordable and just rockin' rolling. So get in on that while it's fresh and hot. If you got some things to hit by me, hit me up at david@thebanddavid.com, or you can hit us at the show, NashvilleMusicAnswers @gmail.com. Anyways, great question. Yes, I believe that she's done tons more to earn her fame than Jersey Shore. You know that we're actually recording this during the Bulls Heat game, so you guys need to thank us so much.
That's
Send Marcus $50 to buy the DVD of that series. So, I got one more question, then I'm going to do a little housekeeping. this is by far one of my favorite answers. Favorite answers of the week, or questions of the week. This was actually sent to us by email. I don't know if this was a joke, but it is quite comical. What is the musical instrument? This is by Melly@gmail.com.
Okay.
What is the musical instrument called when the two gold round things crash together, holding one on each side? You mean a cymbal? Is that what you mean? Or are you talking about, like, trash can lids?
I was thinking about a monkey holding two cymbals and just constantly slamming on
like
that thing.
Like the doll that you wind up and
yep.
it just...
Keesh, keesh, keesh. Yep.
That can't be real. You have music programs in school.
Oh, gosh.
It starts
what
with
does
a
that
C.
Tell us,
Look it
then?
Up. I don't know.
How about the music program
but
that's
we
going
need
on?
To start hammering down on those music music programs.
Shout out to music teachers.
Oh my gosh, get on the ball. Cymbal. Teach your kids about cymbals. CYMBAL, look it up.
Dictionary.com
that crashed together.
Crash. Dang, there's actually a crash cymbal. So
I feel so sad. You know, we walk into what's the music store we walked into recently that had all the rocking instruments?
Corner Music?
Was it Corner?
Yeah, right next to Forks.
Yeah, Corner Music in Nashville. If you want to experience instruments, walk in there.
Yep. Banjo, guitar, bass.
They have
everything.
A resonator. A resonator ukulele.
Hmm.
Really? Like, what a cool instrument. Anyways, that I'm dumbfounded by. And I'm like, what is the name of this instrument?
Exactly.
But cymbal?
That's been around for like hundreds of years.
I wish Spot was here to hear that question. He would have gotten angry and punched something.
That instrument has probably been around since Moses.
Yeah. I mean, it is. David. Yep. The clanging of the cymbals, man.
Hey, there it's actually biblical.
Holy cow. The oldest instrument ever created, and you don't know what it is. Welcome to the internet. That's why the internet was created.
Hey, that's why we're here.
For dummies like you. Thank you, Millie. Dang. Hope we helped you on that one. Okay, so a little bit of housekeeping. Thank you for listening. Again, this is so much fun for me to get on here and just to be able to vent about music stuff. We play it all the time, but little do we realize that we can help people like you. And that's what this is all about. Again, we don't know all the answers, and we never claim to, but we're going to try as hard as we can. If you like this show, please join the Facebook fan page. You can search us at Nashville Music Answers. And from there, you can find all sorts of different ways to get in contact with us. Twitter, we're at MusicQ&A. You can hashtag us your questions with MusicQ&A. You can also email us at NashvilleMusicAnswers@gmail.com. Or there is a form on the Facebook page that you can ask us all of your questions directly from Facebook. So that's a little neat thing.
Yep. You made that, didn't you?
I did. I'm a social media concierge for B&H Publishing. And so I make all of those things. Anyways.
Great job, David.
Thank you. Here's our last question for the night. And this is a non-music related question. This is what we're going to do for the next few episodes. A non-music related
question. The very last question.
Illy Millie asks, is my life a dream? Or is it real? I just watched Inception yesterday, and now I don't know if the life I'm in is a dream or not. How can I tell? Should I shoot myself to test it out? Illy Millie, please put the gun down. You are totally alive, but please. You are on the internet, which is almost like a dream.
Right.
Man.
What a question.
Nick Anonian responded by giving her the Matrix theme and says, you need to shoot yourself. Wake up. Illy Millie, do not shoot yourself in the face. You're so awake. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I don't think I know or I have any words to say.
Sometimes when I'm around you, Marcus, it's so special that I feel like I'm dreaming.
Oh.
Anyways, that does it for us. Thank you. Tune in again. We're changing dates from Fridays to Tuesdays because I realize weekends are not good times to put out podcasts because nobody listens to them because you actually have a life. So on Tuesdays, people are at work going, man, I have an hour to kill at work. What should I do? Listen to Enema. Listen to us. Anyways, every Tuesday, we're going to go every week, and I'm going to see if I can try and do every week. If not, don't crucify me. But we're going to try and do every Tuesday. We're going to put up a new show. So enjoy it. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. And tell all your friends. Subscribe. See you next week.
See ya.